looking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison.
Hi, this is Jonathan Paley of the Nervous Eaters, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXE ACRA.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to...
to Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How great and excellent is God's name. Let the church say amen. I know the church is here today. God bless you and good morning, Brightsiders. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. And I'm here with Brother Randall, Martin AV Services. How are you, Brother Martin? How you doing today?
I am hanging in there. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you know the phrase, hang in there and don't let go. All right. You know what I like to say, don't quit in the dip. Amen. Well, beloved, oh my gosh, I was looking at the calendar for May and all the national days that get celebrated in the very merry month of May. I was looking at that. I realized after I concluded last Sunday program that it was Ramadan, so I didn't get to acknowledge Ramadan, but I do want to acknowledge Ramadan, and got a few more days. Ends on May 12th, so blessed Ramadan, holy month of fasting and praying, and I believe in fasting and praying. Amen. Also, I want to acknowledge that Foster Care Day. Yes, Foster Care Day, another area that's close to my heart. And we're doing some work. We've worked with foster children and families, communities for decades, since the 80s even. Foster Care Day is celebrated in the merry, merry month of May. This week, Tuesday, is Foster Care Day Day. Teacher Appreciation Day. Definitely got to shout out our teachers. I used to say when I was a social worker, I am a social worker, but I worked as a social work intern in a middle school in Queens back in the days of graduate school. And I said, if I ever got elected president of the United States, I would mandate every corporation, every small business owner to give a paid week of leave to their employees on a rotating schedule, of course. To volunteer in a local school district. That's the only way people would understand what teachers and administrators are doing and going through, and that's the only way we'd get the change our education system need. We just don't seem to have the will to do it unless it happens to us and we get to know firsthand experience. Am I right about it? I shout out you teachers. You are my sheroes. Then also on this week, Thursday, is Nurses Appreciation Day. As a matter of fact, it's Nurses Appreciation Week. And it starts on Thursday. Snaps and claps to the nurses. I want to even shout out Nurse Wholeness, who donated a hospital bed and a lounge chair. It was my dad's nurse for one day. That's a whole nother story. You got to read about that sometime. But I want to shout out her and the nurses that took care of him, the nurses here at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Albany Med and St. Peter's, and that serve our surrounding communities, and nurses everywhere. Certainly our hospice care nurse, Sister Joanne Williams, want to shout her out, snaps and claps. And just thank God for all you nurses out there on your special week and of appreciation. I want to also let you know that Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. Yes, it is. It's the National Day of Prayer. And the focus verse for the theme is 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. And we want you to be mindful of the National Day of Prayer, beloved. And we're going to be doing some stuff, Overcomer Ministries. You can hit us up at klsomic@gmail.com. If you want to call in for our National Day of Prayer Zoom, I'll give you that information at the end of the line today, the end of the time today. Yes, before the end of the time. Those are the shout outs. There's Barrier Awareness Day this week, Military Spouse Awareness this week, Appreciation for You, Provider Appreciation for You, Student Nurses Appreciated this week, Birth Mothers, Babysitters, and even dog moms. All right. We got love for all of y'all. Praise God. We got love for all of y'all. And listen, we do hope that you have a wonderful week. We certainly want to be part of your wonderful week. And we want to get you started off right with music, with a message. Yes, beloved, our music has a message to it, a message that ministers to the heart, the mind, and the soul. The first song that we shared with you this morning was How Great Is Thy Name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, how great. Yes, Lord, is your name. And then, hallelujah, we're going to follow up before we come back with our spiritual social commentary with about 30 minutes, 28 minutes, I think it is, of back-to-back music with a message for the mind, 24 minutes of back-to-back music. We have a project by Corin Hawthorne, Pray. Yes, beloved. And then we have the song by Mr. Marvin Sapp, tells us to wait. Pray and then wait on him. And then guess what? Sometimes you got to press into your prayers. Sometimes you got to press on in this walk. But there's a song that helps us with that by Miss Miranda Curtis entitled Press. Then sometimes after you press, you got to step back and wait again. So we're going to get some help with that from Miss Nia Allen. And then we're going to hear Manifest. After we pray and we wait and we press and we wait, let's look for God to manifest. Let's help God manifest, do what he tells us to do. Going to get some help with that from Brother Jonathan Nelson and Purpose. I love that. We're here with Purpose. And after all of that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for this day, the first Sunday in the merry, merry month of May. So let's bless, hallelujah, with this one and start it all off. Pray, Miss Corin Hawthorne.
Trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. All things work together for the now I know even when it's all gone, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and he responds when you pray. Lord, all I can do is pray. So much pain in the world, they've been taking our girls and enslaving them, real talk. All the hate being spread and the blood being shed, I can tell that we need God. We've been going to war within ourselves. I know it. Yeah.
problem. Every problem you got, nothing he can solve him. He's a fixer of everything broken.
Broken, just remember.
He will put it back together, don't you worry. No need to be in a hurry. Have patience, he will see you through. When things are good, when things are bad, when I'm happy, when I'm sad,
seems there's nothing left. step in. Give me a second wind. Lord, with your help, I know that I will win. I will grasp, even when I am distressed. I will press, even when life's a mess. Oh, but when it hurts, I know I'm moving on my behalf. I will press. I will press. Things behind, embracing what's ahead, reaching out towards all that you have for me, in you there is a prize that I cannot be denied.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. 90.7 FM on your dial. WGXC.org. Anytime through our archive. We are going to wait and we are going to hear. God is going to speak. Right here, WGXC with me. Stay tuned and listen as we wait.
witnesses on tonight that can really declare it. Really declare it. Look at somebody and tell them, you are, you are.
You are, yeah.
You are what God
designed.
What God designed. Come on, witness to yourself and say,
oh,
you are, you are, you are,
you are,
you are
what God's
designed.
Yes, Lord, manifest. Let us become what you desire us to be. Not always us seeking God to be what we want God to be. God wants us to manifest too. There's a scripture that says that the whole of creation moans and groans, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Yes, beloved, we got to show up. What's the motto now? All hands on deck. We got to show up. And I encourage and invite you to show up for prayer. This Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. It's the 70th year that it is being observed. It is a day that gets a proclamation from the presidents of the United States. And can you imagine what America would be like if God's people weren't praying? You think it's bad now, let the people stop praying, all right? Let the devil have his way. Lord God, who would be able to stand? Our challenges are increasing, beloved. Our challenges as a nation are increasing, not decreasing. And I just don't get it. The aversion to prayer, I just don't get it. When you find that prayer can change things, a prayer can fix things, a prayer can change a person, you, me, anybody, why not pray? We had prayer in school when I was a kid, and it was a very simple prayer. You've heard me harp on this before. It was a very simple prayer, asking God to bless our country and bless our teachers, bless our schools, bless our families, and boom, that was it. And, you know, people got in their feelings, took prayer out of school, and all we've seen is our nation's challenges increase ever since. What happens when we get too weary to pray? What happens when the weary and the worn, the tattered and the torn heart is pushed into silence? Beloved, we are the ones that are called to pray. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14, the word of God says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their twisted, wicked ways and seek my face and pray, I will hear their prayers in heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Beloved, God didn't say it was a one and done situation. You can't say a prayer and then just give up because your prayer didn't get answered, or because God's response evidently ended up in a no, or even a maybe, or even a wait. Nah, we go to work every day, and the boss might tell us no. We come back the next day. He might say maybe. She might say you got to wait. Might ignore you completely. You don't give up. How is it that people are so quick to give up on prayer and give up on God? We are the ones who are called to pray, the people of God. The National Day of Prayer. There's a website for it, and you can certainly check it out. They're going to be televised broadcasts from 8 to 10 p.m. And, you know, some of the notable names in Christendom will be sharing. we also overcome our ministries. We will have an observance at 7:30. Different voices will be coming to God in prayer. We tend to look for a holistic approach to our religion, our relationship with God, the mind, the body, and soul, to be inclusive, not exclusive, not elitist, to be compassionate and empathetic, not condemning and critical or judgmental. So if you're looking for that, you know, check us out. You can go to Overcomer Ministries 12534 at Gmail if you'd like more information about how to join us in Zoom land. The word of God in Acts chapter 6, verse 4 says, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I remember when I used to think prayer was boring and how, my God, can you pray all the time and pray always and pray about everything? But, you know, just like anything else in this life, if you do it enough, it becomes a habit, and a habit becomes a lifestyle. And I tell you, beloved, now I couldn't imagine living my life without prayer. I go to God all the time with prayer, and it lifts the heavy burdens off of my heart. It helps my understanding of myself and others and the things around me and what's going on in my world. I've seen God move and answer prayer. I've heard the testimonies of others who have been blessed and benefited when other people prayed for them. I certainly know that I am a beneficiary of prayers that were prayed for me when I did not know the word of prayer or the power of prayer or the promises God makes concerning prayer. And no, God will not answer every prayer the way we want God to answer every prayer. And sometimes that's a good thing, beloved. I remember when I was praying to marry a particular person, and years later, I saw this person on a bike, and they were fat, out of shape, lost their teeth and their hair. I was like, oh, God, thank you. You didn't answer that prayer. We have to recognize that God's ways are not our ways, and his judgments are not ours. He knows all things and has plans for our lives that are good and not for evil. And so when we pray asking what we will, but we release our will to God's will, knowing and trusting that his will is best and his will be done. Yes, it will. Beloved, National Day of Prayer on Thursday is sponsored by the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., and an organization called One Cry, which I did not check them out, but I am a proponent of calling the whole nation together to seek God and to pray like God asked us to do, encourages us to do in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and 14. Will you pray with us for our nation? May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental Health Awareness Month. And we don't have enough social workers, psychologists, psychotherapists to deal with the rise in mental health distress. But we can pray. We got all the day, all the time of the day, any time of the day where we can pray. We can introduce people to the word of God and the promises of God. He tells us, I will keep your mind in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me. He tells us to be transformed and renewed in our mind by the word of God. I tell you, I used to live in a state of depression. I used to live in a state of insomnia until I began to get my head into the book and the word of God, the book, the Bible, the word of God. It made a difference in my life. And there's so many millions of people throughout the millenniums who would say the same. So I know you're here not by accident. Some of you are here intentionally. Some of you come and share and are participating with me weekly. And perhaps you just stumbled on to the line today. Well, God had you in mind for this message. Message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Selah, think about what I'm saying to you today. God cares, and he's given us a vehicle to access the blessings of heaven and to hear the mind, the heart, and the will of God. It's prayer. It's prayer. I offer prayer in Jesus' name, God. I thank you for the time that you've given us that we can share in prayer with those who are listening. God, I thank you that we are praying for our nation. We are praying for our political leaders and our spiritual leaders. We are praying against the forces of the adversary of God and man who only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I thank you that Jesus Christ came and he decreed, I come that you can have life and have it more abundantly, God. I thank you, oh God, if your people, because your people, when your people pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked and twisted ways, you hear us. Lord, forgive us, hear us, heal our land. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Knowing, oh God, that the responsibility to answer our prayers are oftentimes placed in our hands. Use us to manifest the answers for our own personal prayers. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen, hallelujah, and amen. And that's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. And I hope that God will let it manifest in our world, in our lives, and in our community. We got some more music for the message with the mind and the heart and the soul in mind. And coming up next is good news. Yes, it is. More good news. Won't you hear and be blessed?
Don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that leads you, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer. There is no doubt. Your folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer and service won't hurt y'all. Even if you don't believe in a preacher, it's bound to be a few things she can teach you.
Friday, we had stormy weather, and Friday, that stormy weather and Friday, we prayed it all better and
Sunday,
we held it together
and Wednesday,
we had stormy weather
I said Friday,
we prayed it all better and
Sunday,
Now I know some of y'all came here with some problems tonight. But I came to tell you, all you gotta do is give it to the Lord. I don't care what you left your house or in your car with. If you learn how to pray, it said men ought to always pray and not think. I dare you to get up on your feet and say, somebody and you don't know what they've been going through, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I'm about to have church right by myself. Is that all right? I want you to lift your voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that
my beloved, prayer still works. Ain't she right about it, Miss Miranda Curtis? Listen, beloved, in 2 Timothy 1:3, Paul said, I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day. Yes, beloved, I do. I pray for you. Pray for our community. Pray for our city, our county, all our neighbors. Yes, we do. And Overcomer Ministries. And in Nehemiah 1:6, Nehemiah said, I am praying before you now, day and night. Yes, beloved, we do that too. We pray 7:30 in the morning, 9 p.m. at night. We take prayer seriously. And believing, prayer still works. Well, we about ready to get up out of here. But I do want to encourage you. You want to reach out to me, you can get me at klsomic@gmail.com. WGXC.org. Send a message. They'll get it to me. Or you can try Overcoming Ministries, 12534@gmail.com. We love to have you share with us on the Day of Prayer, National Day of Prayer. We're about ready to get up out of here, but before we do, we got one more song for you, and that is The Power of Love. Remember, beloved, no matter how gray the day, no matter how low the clouds may hang, and how dark the sky may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I do too. God bless you. Have a great week. And goodbye on this note, the power of love.